God. Just when you start feeling at home, you've got to go. Amen. Praise God. Well, I certainly have enjoyed being with you in the Western District. You have been very gracious. You've sat and listened, and some of you acted like you've enjoyed it. Amen. God bless you. Appreciate the great hospitality of this district. And I agree with Brother Cantrell concerning your fine superintendent. But don't forget his wife. She has to put up with him. Amen. And she has to live with him after this great speech that was told about him tonight. Amen. Praise God. But God, uses our wives to keep us in place. Praise God. Isn't it wonderful to know the Lord? Aren't you glad you're saved tonight? Amen. Really, I don't know how anybody can walk away from the Lord Jesus Christ. I really don't. I tell you, it's the greatest thing that's ever happened to us is to find the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, we're not going to have a long service tonight unless the Lord leads in that direction. Amen. I know you're anxious to go home. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you very much. But I am anxious to go home. Come on, Dr. White, say too much. Hallelujah. Praise God. All right, let's sing something and let's worship the Lord, and then we'll preach and find out what God wants us to do tonight. How's that? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He makes a nice looking Arab, doesn't he? Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Well, give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. It's good enough. Well, give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old. It's good enough. Well, makes you love everybody. Love everybody. Makes you love everybody. It's good enough. Well, give me that old. Yeah, give me that old. Well, give me that old. It's good enough. Well, give me that old. Well, give me that old. Yeah, give me that old. It's good enough. Well, makes you love everybody. Love everybody. Love everybody. It's good enough. Well, give me that all. Yeah, give me that all. Well, give me that all. It's good. Well, give me that all. Yes, give me that all. Well, give me that all. It's good enough. Hallelujah. Well, glory to God. Well, glory to God. It's good enough for me. Hallelujah. Well, I feel something tonight. Praise God. I feel a Holy Ghost move tonight. Amen. Well, it's the Holy Ghost and fire, and it's keeping me alive. Yeah, keeping me alive. Oh, keeping me alive. It's the Holy Ghost and fire, and it's keeping me alive. Well, Jesus is keeping me alive. Yes, the Holy Ghost and fire, and it's keeping me alive. Well, keeping me alive. Yes, keeping me alive. It's the Holy Ghost and fire, and it's keeping me alive. Well, Jesus is keeping me alive. Well, it's down in my heart and it's keeping me alive. Yeah, keeping me alive. Well, keeping me alive. Yeah, it's down in my heart and it's keeping me alive. Well, Jesus is keeping me alive. It's the Holy Ghost and fire and it's keeping me alive. Whoa, keeping me alive. Yeah, keeping me alive. It's the Holy Ghost and fire and it's keeping me alive. Well, Jesus is keeping me alive. Well, it's all over me and it's keeping me alive. Yeah, keeping me alive. Well, keeping me alive. Well, it's all over me and it's keeping me alive. Well, Jesus is keeping me alive. Well, it's down in my feet and it's keeping me alive. Yeah, keeping me alive. Oh, keeping me alive. Yeah, it's down in my feet and it's keeping me alive. Oh, Jesus is keeping me alive. It's the Holy Ghost and fire and it's keeping me alive. Well, keeping me alive. Well, keeping me alive. It's the Holy Ghost and fire and it's keeping me alive. Oh, Jesus is keeping me alive. Oh, it's all over me and it's keeping me alive. Well, keeping me alive. Oh, keeping me alive. It's all over me. Keeping me alive. Well, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
While we are yet standing, I promised a family today from La Mesa, Texas. The Upchurch family called me today, and their 22-year-old son on an oil rig was killed instantly. A backslider. The family is heartbroken. And I promised them that we would pray for them tonight. Shall we go together right now, please, to the throne of God? Lord, we come to you now in the wonderful name of Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Undertake for the Upchurch family right now, I pray, Lord. My God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You may be seated. The Lord bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. I wonder if I could have that monitor. Praise God. This has been a real privilege of mine to be with you. I enjoy being with you very much. It's always good to preach to people that accept the word of the Lord. Amen. You know, that's going to be our salvation. Now, we preachers can preach all we want to, unless we have a congregation that hears and accepts, and we're not going to get anywhere. Praise God. So I do appreciate the very fine ministers of this district, but I also want to compliment the very fine saints of God. Amen. that have been so kind to listen to the Word of God and to accept it and to worship God as you have. I certainly am very grateful for that. And I really do believe that God performed miracles last night. I know of some that have received the baptism last night. And I tell you, sometimes, you know, people think that a preacher maybe is trying to get out of preaching. But we've heard enough preaching that if you never hear another sermon, as long as you live, you have enough of the Word of God hid in your heart that I believe you could be ready for the coming of the Lord. And I'm not trying to minimize preaching. We need it. But also we need never to refrain from worshiping the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. I want to thank Brother Jacobson, my Jewish brother, for whatever he gave me last night to help my throat. Vitamin something, C, E, or F, I'm not sure. And I never have been a believer in vitamins. I don't take them because I don't need them. For one reason, then the next reason is they're too expensive. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. If you'll jog like Brother like Brother Dominguez does while you're preaching, you don't need any vitamins. And you'll stay slender too. Praise God. Hallelujah. One of the little children there asked me tonight, said, "What you gonna preach on?" I said, "On the platform." Amen. Brother Smith said, "Half the time on the platform." Amen. Praise God. Sister Price, say praise the Lord. Amen. I believe God touched her last night. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Sister Cantrell should have been prayed for last night. I'm going to pray for you tonight. Praise God. Amen. You know, our wives are so sweet. They're so bashful, though, sometimes. I know I have to call my wife out, make her come to the front so I can lay hands on her. It's about the only time I have control over her. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, I've been married long enough. I know. Praise God. Don't you love Jesus tonight? Thank God. Hallelujah. Shall we stand for the reading of the Word of God, please? Turn with me to Judges chapter 15. Judges 15. And the 14th verse. And when he came unto Lehi, the Philistines shouted against him, and the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and the cords that were upon his arms became as flax that was burnt with fire, and his bands loosed from off his hands. And he found a new jawbone of an ass, and put forth his hand, and took it, and slew 1,000 men therewith. Excuse me. And Samson said, with the jawbone of an ass, heaps upon heaps, with the jawbone of an ass have I slain 1,000 men. And it came to pass, when he had made an end of speaking, that he cast away the jawbone out of his hand and called that place Ramoth Lehi. And he was sore athirst and called on the Lord and said, "Thou hast given this great deliverance into the hand of thy servant, and now shall I die for thirst and fall into the hand of the uncircumcised. But God clave an hollow place that was in the jaw, and there came water thereout. And when he had drunk, his spirit came again, and he revived. Wherefore he called the name thereof En-Hakkor, which is in Lehi unto this day. And he judged Israel in the days of the Philistines 20 years. Amen. And everybody said amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Thank you. In the 17th verse, and he cast away the jawbone. And in the 19th verse, but God clave an hollow place that was in the jaw, and there came water thereout. And when he had drunk, his spirit came again, and he revived. Amen. I'd like to speak to you for a little while tonight on discard not the jawbone. I have preached from this text before many times, but I feel like recently the God of heaven have spoken to me to bring something to you from these verses of Scripture that I pray will be very beneficial. I ask God that if I'm going to be asked to speak to our people across America, that I would have something to say. I am not really interested in how I place my sentences together. And I'm sorry that my voice is rather gruff and rough. And sometimes when I get excited, maybe my English and my grammar is not what it should be. But I'm praying that I have something that will encourage us to hold on to what we already have and know to be the truth of God's Word. Amen. You know, we are living in a time where we discard so much. I was thinking today on our little vacation that we had, the ladies made up their minds that they were going to do as little dishwashing as they possibly could. And we ate out of everything that was paper and plastic. And when we used it once, it was discarded. And you know, if you will think in your everyday life, there are many things that we use daily that we use only once and then we discard. As a matter of fact, our economy is built on that fundamental thinking. The American cars are not built to survive very long. They have to be discarded and new ones bought. Our homes are not really built as they should be. And if we are not careful, they would be in disrepair very quickly. And you know, it's an amazing thing
how the psychological thinking of the world slowly but surely seeps into our spiritual thinking. And we have to be very, very careful. Here is Samson. He takes the jawbone, and as long as it was in his hand, and as long as he was using it, it was a tremendous weapon for victory. As long as the weapon was in his hand, he continually defeated the enemy. As a matter of fact, it was a day of great victory and miracle to slay 1,000 men with a jawbone. But the moment that he was through with it, he discarded it. And the moment he discarded it, weakness came upon him. And he became so thirsty that he began to talk to the Lord. He said, "What is it now, God? You have given me a great victory, and now you are allowing me to become weak. And now these uncircumcised Philistines, they are going to overcome me, and I cannot accept the shame." And then he was prompted to look back to that which he had discarded. And he picked that which he had discarded, and God clave a hollow in the jawbone, and there was water there to quench his thirst. And the Bible says he was revived. Hallelujah. He had a revival in his soul. Praise the Lord. Amen. There is an insidious spirit that is trying to undermine and infiltrate the church of the living God. And that spirit is a spirit of compromise that is asking us in very subtle terms to discard certain things that we have held in our hands for years, things that have given us the power to conquer and to destroy our enemy with. And I'm here to tell you that we do have in our possession certain things. If we discard them, we will faint. Hallelujah. 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 I want to bring to you three things tonight. And I'm going to try my best not to get too excited. But it's hard to preach the Word of God and not get excited. Hallelujah. Praise God. I love this gospel, don't you? Amen. We are distinct and set apart. And I pray to God we will always remain that way. Amen. I want to talk to you on human reasoning. You know, we are going through an era where there are quite a few questions concerning our holiness standards. And we have some men, I believe, that are honest and sincere. I want to believe that with all of my heart. That are questioning parts of our standards because it is not spelled out in the book. And they think because it is not spelled out that then it is not necessary. That it is altogether human reasoning. And because it's human reasoning, then we should discard it. But I want to bring to you something that the Lord has brought to my mind, and it came to me as a shock. You know, Ishmael was the product of human reasoning. He was not the product of faith. And he was not the son of promise. But because Sarah, she said, "Now Abraham, why don't we stop kidding ourselves? We are past the age. There is no way we can have children. Here is Hagar. She's a young woman. Let's have a child by Hagar." And that was altogether human reasoning. And Ishmael is the son of human reasoning. And now, when the son of faith came along and Sarah asked Abraham to discard Ishmael, discard him, get rid of him. So Hagar picks up Ishmael, and she goes into the wilderness on her way to Egypt. And while she was traveling in the wilderness, she runs out of water. And the first thing she does is discard the baby. She lays him in the shade of a bush, and she walks away from that baby. And she begins to complain to God about her circumstances and about the condition and what was happening to her. And the Lord said, "Stand up, pick up that child." And when she did, he said, "Open your eyes." And there was a well of water to sustain her. Now, I want you to listen to me closely. She had to go back there and pick up that child of human reasoning, and then she saw the water for her survival. I want you to listen to me very carefully tonight. I want you to place that in your mind indelibly, that 65 or 75 years ago, some of our forefathers, our spiritual elders, I believe with all of my heart, that a lot of our standards, they are actually the deduction of human reasoning. I will agree with you. They are entirely the deductions of human reasoning. But I believe with all of my heart that when our forefathers came to that decision, that it was with the good pleasure of the Holy Ghost. It seemed good to the Holy Ghost and to them. Praise God. And I'm telling you right now, United Pentecostal Church, if you discard Ishmael, which is the son of human reasoning, you are going to sit and die. Hallelujah. You're going to faint in your soul. And the wells of living waters will dry up in our churches. But when they picked up that son of human reasoning, he said, "Open your eyes, and here is the well of sustenance." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, we don't need to discard anything of what we have got. The reason that we are strong now is because we held on to these standards. And the things that brought us this far will take us the rest of the way. Praise God. I want to tell you something, friend. Some of these preachers that thought that human reasoning was wrong, and they reached out through other channels and started going their way. They haven't done anything. They're not doing anything. Because the survival of this message depends on us not discarding the son and the child of human reasoning. Hallelujah.
I want to tell you something. I'll confess to you. There are certain things I myself have preached and I don't understand. But I know one thing. It works. Hallelujah. I know one thing. It works. And the reason it works is because God's approval is upon it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The smile of God is upon it. It works. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm fixing to get excited. Praise God. My Lord have mercy. Whew. I got to move on. Because this is a subject that kind of gets me all besides myself. You know, the rod that Moses had in his hand, what was that rod for? In the desert, that was a rod of guidance. It was a rod of protection. If there was quicksand, he tried the rod on it. Hallelujah. He led the sheep with the rod. And the rod of Moses is a type of the Word of God. But have you ever thought that when he discarded the rod, it turned into a serpent? And that which was his guide and his comfort and his protection became his enemy. And it could have turned against him and destroyed him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let me tell you something. I like the old-fashioned song we used to sing many years ago about the Word of God. It said, don't change it. Hallelujah. Just leave it alone. Amen. Let me tell you something. We're living in a day and age of many revelations. But if the revelation that you have received does not coincide with the Word of God, I don't want any part of it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you that heaven and earth shall pass away, but His Word shall never pass. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's forever settled in heaven. Praise God. My Lord, I'm so tired of people insinuating that the Word of God doesn't mean what it says and it doesn't say what it means. You leave the Word of God alone. Because when you start discarding the Word of God, it's going to turn into a serpent and it's going to eat you up alive. It's going to destroy your walk with God. It's going to put poison in your revelation. Ah, my God, have mercy. You're going to believe a lie and become a reprobate and die in sin. Leave the Word of God alone. Hallelujah. Woo! I wish I had the strength to preach tonight. But I want to tell you something. This weather is beautiful if you're not preaching. Thank God. And for a 39-year-old man, I'm fagged out. Praise God. They look like they don't believe me. Praise God. You see, my hair is not really gray. I just fell in a flower basket. Praise God. But you know, really, I have to kind of laugh a little bit because it becomes so serious. It is a strange thing how sometimes what you would call Bible scholars can take the Word of God and just not divide it correctly. And before you know it, we on our hand that we can't handle. Amen. Praise God. And I want to tell you something. don't try to impress anybody by trying to come up with something that nobody has heard about before. Leave it alone. Hallelujah. Just be happy with the old-fashioned gospel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just be happy with the beautiful revelation of the one God. Jesus' name baptism. Tongue talking. Holy living. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be happy with reaching out for souls. Be happy for revival. Praise God. Just live for God. Live for God. Praise God. Hallelujah. My God. You know, sometimes some folks try to impress you by how much they know. And they ask you the dumbest questions because they show their ignorance, and they just let you know how little they really do know. You say, are you against me studying the Word of God? No, you should, but don't study it to try to prove to somebody how smart you are and how you've gotten some thoughts out of it that nobody else in the world has gotten. Hallelujah. You study the Word of God for your own edification. Amen. You study it for your own guidance. You study it for your own spiritual growth. You study it for your own spiritual comfort. It's thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against thee. Hallelujah. Praise God. Woo. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. I was going to Bible school about 100 years ago. And I thought I knew everything. If you didn't believe it, just ask me, buddy. I tell you. And I carried the New Testament in my hip pocket at all times. And I think you should. There's nothing wrong with that. And I was in Tulsa somewhere. And a fellow spotted the New Testament in my pocket. He says, oh, are you a Christian? I said, yeah. He said, let's discuss the Bible. I said, fine. And I got to turning scriptures. And he says, no, in the Greek it don't mean what it says. And when he got through with me, I decided the Greeks were dumb. I looked at him and I said, I want to tell you something. You and the Greeks just don't know very much. He said, what do you mean? Because I said, everything the Word of God says, you deny it. Then you tell me the Greek says it's different. And I said, I want to know, who do you think the Greeks are anyhow? I don't care what the Greek says. Praise God. I believe that the Word of God has been inspired by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. This has not been inspired by the Greek. It has not been inspired by the Jews. It has not been inspired by the Aramaic. That's been inspired by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't care what the Greek manuscript says. I don't care what the Hebrew manuscript says. I don't care what the Aramaic manuscript says. I believe that every word in this book is true. It's infallible. Hallelujah. You know why? Because the Word is Jesus. And Jesus is the Word. Hallelujah. 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 And the Word became flesh. And the Word dwelt among us. Hallelujah. Woo! Praise God. Woo! Somebody come to me and tell me in the Greek that's oink. And the Hebrew that's boink. And that wasn't inserted. How do they that my God is going to give this generation a false witness of His will? Oh no, this is His will. It's His will for His people. Hallelujah. And every promise in the book is mine. Hallelujah. It's His testimony. Oh, no, sir. It's all true. It's all true. Hallelujah. There are no mistakes in this book. If there are, in your mind, mistakes in this book, you just haven't received the full revelation. Hallelujah. Whew. Glory. I know this preacher's dying to preach. I wish somebody would take the microphone from me for a little bit. Preach a while. You feel like it? My Lord, I need to rest. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yeah. I know you're dying to go home, aren't you? Well, don't feel bad at me, but I'm almost home. Praise God. All right. You don't discard human reasoning. It's a good thing he didn't. I wouldn't be around because I'm the son of Ishmael. Hallelujah. Woo! That's right. Glory. And you don't discard the word. And you don't discard our worship. You know, there's a spirit of Eli in Pentecost. Now, we stand behind the pulpit. We don't preach it. But we console ourselves with the thought that we don't believe it. But we don't preach against it. But we don't believe that they should do it. But we don't preach against it. We're afraid they get mad and take their tithes somewhere else. And any so-called child of God that take their tithes somewhere else, they're not worth keeping anyhow. Praise God. And Eli, he didn't partake of his children's sin. He just did not have the stamina and the courage to say, children, that is wrong. And I feel that spirit infiltrating us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. I'm not just saying this because I don't have to say it. I'll tell you right now, I appreciate the Western District and for what they stand. Amen. And I hope to God that you never lose that attitude that you have against sin. Amen. Amen. I'll tell you what, I would rather have a fanatic. I would rather have somebody that'll go way too far. We've got too many liberals that don't believe anything. Hallelujah. And the only way that I can equate and balance out a liberal is to get a fanatic out there. Hallelujah. That'll stand up and declare what he believes. Praise God. And stand for the truth. We've got to worship God. But it's not just running the aisles. It's not just talking in tongues. We've got to live just like the Word of God says live. Hallelujah. Lord, mercy. Praise God. But listen to me, saints. Now you're having a good time because I'm preaching the preachers. Let me tell you something, you mamas and papas. You're not going to like me after this, but that's all right. Jesus still does. There was a time, listen to me carefully, when the preacher said something, it was law. And during that time, the children would go home and ask the parents, and the parents would say, the pastor's right. Now, N-O-W, now, the child gets mad, mama gets mad. Not at the child, but at the preacher. Hallelujah. Hey, don't you listen to Brother Kershaw. He's kind of been fanatic in the last few days. Don't know what's the matter with him. Just don't listen to him. And if he keeps preaching like that, we'll change churches. And then we wonder why some of our children can't live for God. I'll tell you why. Not because of the church. It's because there has not been no support in the home. Hallelujah. Praise God. Even if you don't understand it, you ought to stand behind your preacher. Hallelujah. As long as he's living right, he's a clean man, he's preaching the word of God, you better stand behind him. Praise God. That is true worship. Hallelujah. You see, they Phineas, those two boys, they worshiped at the altar. They went to church. Oh, yeah. But how did they worship? The way they wanted to. I'll do my thing, baby. Hallelujah. You preach what you want to, preacher. I'll do my thing. Praise God. That's not worship. You're playing church. And the Lord is not going to accept your sacrifice. And they offered the sacrifice. And they took what they wanted. But they took what belonged to God. And they kept it for themselves. I'm going to get plain. The beautiful girls of Israel came to worship. And those two so-called priests laid with them against their will. You see, you mean to tell me they went that far? When you start compromising, you're just one step from becoming a reprobate. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, my Lord. Then here comes Samuel to the temple. Just a kid. But the Lord has to talk to somebody. He can talk to the old man. He can talk to the prophet. That's the one he should have talked to. But he was such a compromiser. He was such a weakling. He was afraid to open his mouth against sin. I read an article one time in the Evangel of the Assemblies of God. If you're Assemblies of God, I love you. I'm just quoting what Brother Williams, E.S. Williams, wrote about 20 years ago. He said the reason that's when lipstick and short hair began to creep into the Assemblies of God. And he said the reason that it is because the pulpit is not preaching against it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There was the spirit of Eli that took over the Assemblies of God church and it destroyed them.
You know the Nazarenes? If you're a Nazarene, I love you. I'm not preaching against you. I'm going to tell you what happened. There was a time when a Nazarene wore a wedding band. If you did, you were put in hell. Air mail special delivery. I mean, the skids went under you and the skids were greased. But the spirit of Eli came. And the pulpit was silent. Now you see, my point is not the rings. My point is the spirit of Eli. Amen. Hallelujah. And if you go to a Nazarene church now, you'd weep. Because when they let the ring go, they've allowed everything else to come in. I went to Catholic schools all of my life, and I love the Catholics. But the biggest shock that the Catholic Church ever went through was when the spirit of Eli hit that Pope, and he said, "You can eat meat on Friday." And the church hasn't been the same again. Hallelujah. It hasn't. The nuns started leaving. The priest started leaving. Anything and everything goes. They're doing their thing. You know why? Because of the spirit of Eli. You know what? They discarded the things that helped them retain their identity. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want you to know this one thing. Human reasonings, our standards, the word of God, and the way we worship God, they help us keep our true identity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The reason that I was chaffing until we had a service like we had it last night, we had to have what we had last night. If we hadn't have, we would be just another group, just another worshiper, just another Pentecostal. But we are different. Hallelujah. We are different. Hallelujah. Woo. We're the children of the Lord. Woo. We believe that Jesus is God, manifest in the flesh. And our worship is different. I'm telling you, our worship is different. I'm never going to be any place where we don't worship God. Because I don't want to become just another fellowship. Just another group. You can believe one God, Jesus' name, tongue talking all you want to. But you exclude the holiness that comes through the child of reasoning. And let the spirit of Eli come and destroy your worship. You ain't got nothing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As a matter of fact, America is full of churches that believes in one God. They baptize in Jesus' name. They talk in tongues. But that's where the association stops. They're no more similar because they don't believe in holiness. You know why? The spirit of Eli. They are afraid to open their mouth because they will lose their popularity. But I'm here to tell you, friend, after 3.5 years of preaching, only 120 disciples were in the upper room. Hallelujah. Not 120,000, 120.
Praise the Lord. Amen, amen.
Someone said what we need is miracles. He raised the dead. When he stood in the graveyard, he had to use the name of Lazarus. Had he not, everything that was dead would have come to life. Hallelujah. The first resurrection would have taken place. My God, have mercy.
He sat those scalawags in groups of 50. Someone says, if I could just see a miracle. Why, you're lying through your teeth. My God, I'm getting hot. Hallelujah. All right, bring me those couple of fish and those little old loaves. Come on. 7,000 men. You know that there was at least 7,000 women hanging around. And you know they had their kids with them. It was an outing. There's at least 25,000 people. And they all ate from one sandwich. Hallelujah. You talk about putting Denny's out of business, brother. And they were there. And they reached out and he put some bread and he put some fish. And he reached out, put some bread and some fish. They went, they fed 50 and they came back. Some more bread and some more fish.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
120 in the upper room. He fed 25,000 at one time. Then when he started preaching, a little personal preaching. You see, Eli can preach for 1 hour and say nothing. Hallelujah. You can preach on anything you want. Just leave me alone. Hallelujah. And you leave my wife alone. I know she may not look right as far as you're concerned, but don't you talk about her. I'll pick up my family and leave. Mm-mm. And you leave my kids alone. And boy, 1 minute, he was their champion. That's why I don't believe in a vote of confidence. That's for the birds. Any preacher allows his church a vote of confidence, you need me to work you over. I tell you what, there are some Monday mornings that my church will vote me out 100%. Because I made every last one of them mad Sunday night. But by Wednesday night, they love me again. So if I take a vote Monday night, I'm out. Hallelujah. So he stood there, and after he fed him, he says, all right. Unless you drink of my blood and eat of my flesh, you're not going to make it. Who in the world do you think you are? You're telling me I'm not going to go to heaven. And while they were burping bread and fish, they're still burping. They're still picking their teeth. They turned their back on him and walked away. And he got so nervous that the disciples, the apostles, had itchy feet. He didn't get scared and worried for nothing. He saw that look in those apostles' eyes. Man, when 25,000 people leave you overnight, Lord, Lord. You talk about Gideon's army thinning out. His army thinned out too. Hallelujah. Oh, my Lord. He looked at them and says, hey, fellas, what are you thinking about? What in God's world are you going to do? And those Jews thought about it a while. And they said, well, ain't nothing we can do. Hallelujah. Because we have decided that you have the words of eternal life. Hallelujah. Praise God. You may not like what's happening in your church, but you better hang on. That's where the word of eternal life is. Hallelujah. That's what your salvation is wrapped up in. You ought to be ashamed of yourselves. You're making me preach. Praise God. And I don't have the strength. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're just doing too much discarding. And some folks wonder why they're not having revival. I tell you why, you're discarding too much. You've got to go back. Better go back and start picking up a few things. Hallelujah. That you've thrown away. And when you pick them up, there'll be water in them. The water of life. Hallelujah. The water of life. And it will sustain you. Praise God. Sister Cantrell, I don't want to embarrass you, but I feel the Holy Ghost. Come on down, will you please?
Praise the Lord.
God bless you. Amen. Sister Price, you come down too. I tell you, both these elders' wives, the leaders in this district, I believe that God's pleasure is for them to be healed. I want the board to come down and lay hands on them with me. Praise God. Amen. I want this congregation to stand with me right now. Raise your hands and worship God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Sister Cantrell, Jesus wants to heal you tonight. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hilalama kandarama shandara katamaha. You shall lay hands on the sick. And they shall recover. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Glory to God. That's right. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Yes, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
In the name
of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, she needs a touch from you right now. Heal her, Father. And she shall be healed. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Let's give the Lord a good hand clap right now. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Go ahead. Give the Lord a good hand clap. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Let's all thank God for the healing right now. Thank God for healing right now. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for healing Sister Cantrell right now. Amen. And Sister Price, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Just in case you thought that I was diverted on this worship business, remember, we must worship Him in spirit and in truth. And the truth is not just Acts 2:38. The truth is every word in that book. Hallelujah. 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 And if we don't worship according to the word, we're not worshiping. Praise God. Reach out and pray with somebody right now. Will you reach out? Lay hands on somebody. Pray with somebody. Amen. Everybody pray with somebody. Don't stand by yourself. Everybody pray with somebody. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. If your soul is thirsty and you need reviving, don't go looking for anything new. Hallelujah. Just go back that jawbone. Hallelujah. It gave you the victory for years. Reach back for it. You'll find all the strength that you need. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, may the Lord bless you. Thank God. It's been a pleasure being with you here. I love every last one of you. Brother Price.
Praise the Lord. We've had great times. This message tonight is, he didn't finish it, I know. But you had enough out of it to go home and put it into practice. Praise the Lord. I was inspired by the message, discarding the things that worked. Because they got a little old. Oh, fasting and prayer, seeking God, being faithful. One of the greatest things that can prove your ability as a saint of God is that you can live with that pastor through a crisis, and you still have his hands up when it's over. Amen. You know, the devil wants to war against the church all the time. And the greatest way to have victory is to keep the hands of Moses high enough. The devil will know that we're standing behind the man of God. That's so important. It's not just a matter to reassure him. It's a matter to tell the devil that if the word's being preached, we're going to live it. We're going to live it. Might be good for you to go to your pastor and tell your pastor, maybe I haven't maybe showed myself that I really feel this way, but I want you to know, I love the word. I'm going to stand behind it. I'm going to live it. Hallelujah. I'm going to live it. The greatest asset the church has is its dedicated families that know how to be able to stand behind that old message and say again, it's still the truth. It's the word of God. Praise the Lord. It is a great concern. And I'm a little worried when we start feeling that we have to use other methods to get the crowd. If you've got to have a ball team to keep your young people. If you've got to have a skating rink to keep them coming. And you go back and pick up old movies that the world used to have. And when they was first showing those movies, the old-fashioned preacher put you in hell if you went to them. But now you can get them and bring them in your church. Let me tell you, there's a lot of things the devil has to bring around.
But the old jawbone is what really slew the Philistines. Amen. That's what did it. And I'm not against young people having good, clean recreation together. But I don't believe it's pleasing to God to go out there and try to champion the cause of a team against another team that's in the world. We've got a bigger work than that. It's bigger than that. Praise the Lord. I hope our young people will know there's the things that you denied in the world is what makes you stronger in the church. If you don't have anything to give up to come to God, it's a sure fact you're in the wrong church. You're in the wrong church. And I want the Lord to help us to realize that some of the things He preached about tonight, you can debate about the conviction that's in your church. And you may quarrel over whether they're right or wrong or whether they're harmful or not. There are some things that God will require just to be a sacrifice of love to Him. Praise the Lord. If you can do it and love it, and you can enjoy doing it because it's a pleasing thing to the Lord, I want you to know that's one of the strongest factors to make you an apostolic. Praise the Lord. I would hope and pray from this camp meeting, these messages, you're going to just keep on hearing them and hearing them. Many a pastor, many a saint has come here and has recharged your batteries and inspired your faith. And you've been in meetings late at night, early in the morning, all day long. Oh, I'm glad you could be here. It's a pleasure that you could come. You've been a good audience. But oh, I hope and pray you won't forget this when you go back home. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How many here? We said this in youth camp, something like this, similar to this. How many here have been convicted about something that maybe that you're going to turn loose of or get rid of or you're going to do better with when you get back home? You mean to do that. How many here won't fail to do it? Now, God, you see our hands. We're making consecrations. We're going to prepare ourselves. Dig in and seek your face. We're going to hunger and thirst for righteousness. We're going to pray. We're going to call on God. No, Lord, I pray, let this conviction go way out into our hearts. Get into our churches. And, oh, Lord, make us a better church and a better people, a better preacher and a better saint of God like we have never been before. Oh, I praise you for it right now. I praise you for it. I'm going to ask you to do this, and I really believe it, and I really believe it's true. I'm going to ask right now, I want all the saints of God to pray for your pastor and his wife right now. Then when you're through praying, we're going to ask all the preachers and their wives to pray for the church. Isn't that beautiful? I think it's wonderful that there's somebody praying for me and I'm praying for them. And the Holy Ghost is going to help us to blend together and be a strong bond of love and unity that we're going to do a work for God. Come on, church. Let's hear your prayer. Call on your God. Pray for your pastor and his wife and for the work that he's doing. Father, we thank you for it.